Croc and the Bro podcast. Hey everybody, thanks for joining us again.
Hi everyone. So this is an interesting style of episode that we're gonna do. We'll do a few of these in this kind of style.
We touched on some things already when we talk about different types of content that we like, but this in particular is like a hotly debated topic of ours, and we're gonna launch into like a TV battle of which show is better, the original or the highly regarded spinoff. And today we're going to be talking about Breaking Bad versus
Better Call Saul.
And Patrick and I are very much in disagreement on this. I am team Breaking Bad as being the best. I mean, one of the best shows on television, period. And then compared to its spin-off sister series, just like, it doesn't hold a candle for me.
To that I disagree. Now again, I will acknowledge, and I think you would acknowledge this too, we both agree that both shows are great.
Yes, and they're very different in their approach. And you know, Better Call Saul to me is more of like a slow burn kind of a show, more intellectual. You know, kind of like very slowly peeling back the onion of like what those underlayers are, whereas Breaking Bad is like electric and it's intense and it's boom, boom, boom. It's like very action packed, which I like.
Which is so funny because it's funny how this progressed too, because obviously, like, between the two of us, I'm more of the action violence guy, for sure.
I know, you're like, always watching those mobster movies.
Yeah, and I don't like cringe at crazy stuff, and like I'm interested in the kind of stuff too. It's just funny how it happens. But again, and obviously we'll talk about this too, we both acknowledge the greatness of both shows. Now, of course, one hand washes the other, right?
Like, oh yeah, Better Call Saul wouldn't even exist if Breaking Bad wasn't a blockbuster television show,
And of course, you know, these the characters they introduced, of course, it's, you know, I'm definitely a big Bob Odenkirk fan. I know you agree that he's talented and he's very, you know, and all that stuff too.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I think he's phenomenal, which is probably why I like Better Call Saul more, but I think the best thing we can do to do this debate now, again, I'm sure like most people just like Breaking Bad better, of course. I acknowledge that. That's probably the more popular one. But I think we can go into, I guess, our favorite episodes.
Yeah, and that was a really hard one for me because I was trying to, you know, I should have prepared. I probably should have like gone back and, you know, watched a few, because it has been several years since I binged it. And what's so interesting about Breaking Bad is that I didn't watch it when everybody was talking about it. Like, those popular shows, I kind of get turned off in a way, like Game of Thrones, or, you know, like, I don't get on the bandwagon when it's, like, overhyped.
It's actually a good thing to do that, too, because then it's, like, people forget, and then the next big show happens, and then you have time to actually watch your show and actually enjoy it at your pace, which is actually kind of good,
right?
To and watch then it later.
I just, so that's what I did. Like, I waited a year or so later, and then I was like, all right, let me check it out. And then I loved it. I was immediately hooked, and I binged it all in one summer.
Yeah,
I think it was even less than that. It was probably like a month's time. Like, I really, it was not good. I watched so much TV,
and I'll acknowledge too, probably the best opening credits music of any show ever. For that
music,
like,
what's
like Western,
so
it's like modern Western, like, opening theme. It's just like,
it's so good.
It's perfect. It's literally so the good. Perfect audio. So yeah, and so,
and actually that ties into so I have a favorite season and then I have a favorite episode. So my favorite season is season 3, because what I liked about the cinematic style, like what they did at the beginning of each episode, they would like give you a little clip of, like, you know, like the pizza on the roof, or like a shoe in the field, like, or like someone floating in a pool. It's just like this little snippet at the beginning of each episode, like just enough to kind of like plant the seed for later. And I thought that was really interesting and unique, that it was this kind of very slow
warning,
planting of the seed process. I just never saw a show do that before, and I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, no, it's definitely cool. I mean, yeah, they had, again, the way they shot it, you know, it was cool. And of course it helps Better Call Saul as well, you know, just how they shot it. They have the same exact mm-hmm. look. They clearly use the exact same camera. You know, whatever camera they used or whatever, yeah, you know, what it's shot, it I looks don't know. Exactly the same.
I don't
same.
Know which cameras they used.
Yeah, but for I mean, each. Clearly it's like, you know, you could, I mean, again, like, you could, if you can, you can mix up a couple scenes and you would think it's Better Call Saul. People probably have seen Better Call Saul on TV and thought for like a minute or two that it was, mm-hmm. you know, Breaking Bad episode.
Well,
that's
same,
easy to confuse.
Same producers, a lot right. of the same core team, a lot of the same directors who directed Better Call Saul, I mean, sorry, who directed Breaking Bad came yeah. on board for some Better Call Saul episodes. And yeah, like you said, one hand washes the other. But I mean, okay.
So yeah,
but let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Like, you like, yeah.
Why? I just find it, I find it to hook me a lot better, the Breaking Bad episodes in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I find the biggest thing for me, I will say, is that the episodes move, right? Like, it's very yeah. much like boom, 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 boom. Whereas Better Call Saul, at times, I don't want to say I tune out, but like sometimes we'll fall asleep on the couch and we'll have to rewatch it. Like
yeah.
that never happened to me during Breaking Bad because it was this sort of like electric,
gripping.
Magnetic, like, oh my God, I can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah.
And that's so rare in a TV show where you're just like tuned in fully.
Yeah, and that's fine. It was and like, you know, Better Call Saul does have some blood and guts, but not as
mm-hmm.
much as obviously
no.
not as much as Breaking Bad.
Definitely
clearly,
not. As
clearly
much.
Not.
Right.
But this is exactly why I love Better Call Saul so much, and why I prefer it over Breaking Bad. Which is, I know it's a crazy thing for people to say, but
okay.
there is a small portion of us. I know it's a small portion that think Better Call Saul is better. I like Better Call Saul just because it doesn't have to get gory. It doesn't have to get too crazy with the drug cartel, you know, and obviously they do some crazy stuff, which is scary enough. It's actually
mm-hmm.
based on some true stuff that's
oh,
happened.
Yeah, I bet.
But I like it because it's and again, you both shows are creative, so I would never put down Breaking Bad for not being creative because it absolutely is.
Oh my God, yeah.
But
you would get smashed.
But
on
no,
the
exactly.
internet.
Oh, of course. No, and I love Breaking Bad too. It's one of the greatest shows of all
right.
time too.
It's a close call.
But
it's a close tie.
I like Bob Odenkirk has such a strong presence in the show. It's mm. super creative and sneaky and schemey versus Breaking Bad. It's more like absolute.
But
it's more
I would say that Bryan Cranston is the anchor of Breaking Bad. He is a very good leading character for this show.
Yeah, and it was
and
surprising,
he's a little bit
too.
More subtle
yeah.
than Bob Odenkirk, right? Like, he... I don't know. I just think he's such a good actor. Like, he really
oh, yeah.
just
he
has...
he can just turn his head... He can
so
just turn his head slowly and
yeah,
he can
exactly,
control a scene, of course.
Without even saying anything.
Right.
That's
no.
exactly it.
Right. And
yeah.
And that's fair. And that's fair. But I just think... I guess real. So I'll try to sell everyone on my favorite episode, or at least maybe not my favorite episode because I'd have. It's tough to do that, but I can bring a moment to the table, right? That says like this: is how creative the show is, and this is how like cool things are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Within this show, because you have this layer of Better Call Saul, but you also have this cartel thing in the background that's also slowly building.
Right.
Right. But I'll start off with the legal side of things, right? Him as a lawyer or him dealing with these court cases. So there's the episode where his bodyguard assaults a police officer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He does it. He
yes.
can't have his buddy go to jail or he's screwed because he needs this guy for he's been disbarred. So he can't practice law. So he's selling cell phones.
Right.
He's trying to get on his feet by slinging cell phones at a random cell phone store. So he needs this guy to help him out because the way he uses this guy, whatever, Huel is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's big in Breaking Bad, too. But
right.
he tries to get defense attorney. This guy assaults a police officer. He's screwed. He's dead to rights. There's no way he's not going to jail. I don't remember this exactly, but I think the guy had the character had a prior incident. So in a normal court, he would have been screwed. He would have been... probably gone to jail for this. And the show, which I loved, was He basically, actually, the what's her name too? Oh, she's a great actress too.
Rhea Reinhorn, I think, is the love interest.
Yes,
I think
she's a phenomenal actress. Yeah, by the way, she's great. She's very stoic, just you know, just standing there. But like, she comes up with the scheme of writing letters, faking like he's some churchgoer Christian from Louisiana.
Right. Yeah,
and this judge gets bombarded by so many letters. He throws out a case where a guy assaults a police officer because he doesn't want to deal with the press. He doesn't want to deal with the BS and the hoopla of all these people attending. And he gets this guy out of. Now, I just like this layer too, because now it's like lawyers don't just read books. They have to think about the judge. How do I manipulate the judge? How do I pick the jury?
Yeah.
That's where it goes into where I like the intelligence of it and the thought behind it and the creativeness of it. Imagine that. Sending letters to a judge to get you out of jail for assaulting a police officer. But they made you believe it. You hooked in and you saw the judge go, how come there are boxes and boxes and boxes of letters for this guy? Who is this guy? I don't want to deal with this. Drop it. I thought that was a brilliant episode. Simple. They didn't need the violence. They didn't need the, you know, the drugs and meth or whatever, right?
Yeah, but it's brilliant.
I thought that was brilliant.
No,
that was cool.
It was.
That was cool.
It was. It was very unique, and a lot of their storylines are really interesting. And a lot of what I was reading is that, you know, Better Call Saul does do a lot of nods to Breaking Bad, of course, because it stemmed from that. But even that,
characters,
like, black and white sequence that they do with him at the Cinnabon, that's all supposed to be, like, a nod to Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. I mean, there are seriously, like, when I was going through trying to, like, pick my favorite, there are seriously so many. It's, like, too hard. Like, the one that comes to mind is, like, the season 4 finale. It's called Face Off. It's where Hector Salamanca, and they decide to take out Hector and Gus, you know, and like his face is like melting off. I mean, just like
the bomb.
Yeah. And you know, I just think that there's a lot of really strong visuals in this show. That's one. And then the episode where he poisons the tequila and all those cartel guys are like keeling over at the pool.
That was Better Call Saul.
No.
I thought that was a Better Call Saul
episode.
That was
Breaking Bad.
I thought that was when that was better. I thought that was Better Call Saul because we double check that. But see, this is where the lines get mixed up. I mean, they're the same characters.
I mean, even the finale, right? Like when he's dead, right? And Jesse is like driving off and he's like hysterically laughing and like so happy that you know,
It's all, I mean,
that Heisenberg is dead, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, you know, though, again,
I have a hard time picking one favorite episode. Like I said, season 3 is my favorite season, like, all together, like, combined because of that cinematic style they went with. But, you know, just, you know, for me, it just doesn't hold a candle to it. I'm sorry.
Hold a candle? I mean, come on.
The acting all together. I mean, across the board, there are a lot of good actors in Better Call Saul too.
Yes, yeah, it's similar cast. It is similar cast anyway, so it's not.
Didn't quite get there for me.
I
know you disagree. But I think there is a tempo thing that Breaking Bad has a leg up, and also I just think the storylines are more interesting.
Yeah, I think and that's fair. That's fair in terms of tempo because it is. It is more popular, of course, obviously, Better Call Saul is a spinoff, but, you know, I also think, too, like, let's say they start with Better Call Saul and they spun off to Breaking Bad. I'm still willing to admit, I'll admit this, if it was reverse, right? If Better Call Saul was the first show, and then it spun off into Breaking Bad, I could also see Breaking Bad still being more popular, even though it's a spinoff because of how fast the episodes were, the content, of course, it was more violent. It's more interesting.
It is,
crazy endings to certain episodes. You're like, I can't believe that.
Yeah, lots of cliffhangers.
Right. So I'll admit if it was reversed, I'll say it. I'm on the record. I mean, although I do like Better Call Saul, but again, I do still think Breaking Bad, if Breaking Bad was a spinoff, I still think it would be more popular. Because the way it was made and how it's better for a larger audience in that way.
I mean, it really was like a cult following, Breaking Bad. Like, there's very few shows that, I mean, Game of Thrones is right up there with it, right? Like, you know, that had the type of fan base that this, and, you know, it's so interesting, too, because people are still watching it. And I think, you know, with quarantine this past year, there are so many shows that had a resurgence, like The Sopranos was one or number two on HBO.
Now younger audiences are watching it now.
You know, it ended like 20 years ago.
I know, it's crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. So. And I do think that Breaking Bad will just be in its own category of like the TV classic, whereas like, I don't think Better Call Saul is going to like live in that bracket.
No, I don't think it will. I don't think it will. I mean, you know, I think it's going to be, because Breaking Bad has its own cult following and Better Call Saul will be a niche thing. And it's unfortunate.
Very niche, yeah.
Better Call Saul is always going to be branded as a spinoff, which is fair, obviously, you know, but it kind of just, it's kind of why I'm kind of sold on Bob Odenkirk as well, because
no, Bob Odenkirk is great.
He was a great injection.
He's very different than Bryan Cranston.
Right, he was a great addition. He was a great addition to Breaking Bad, and he, you know, he's it's sneaky, and I don't know. I feel like it was great, and you still didn't. It was, he was satisfying, and you still didn't feel like you got enough of him either, you know, because you know there's more to him, because when you saw him in Breaking Bad, you knew he had this crazy client list. You knew, because obviously you learn about the, he worked for the cartel and all that connection, all that stuff too. But, you know, criminal defense attorneys, they have insane stories. So you knew this guy had backstories, you know. But so again, but spinoffs, I guess that takes us to our next segment, the flops.
So, I mean, Better Call Saul is a great example of
a successful spinoff
that is done really well. You know, I think it's great that they kept the same team produced it, essentially. So it really preserved the integrity of, you know, what Breaking Bad
and
had.
Making it successful as a spinoff.
But there were so many spinoffs that were just total flops. I mean, the biggest one that comes to mind for me is, you know, I was a big Friends fan, you know, watched it all through high school. But then they did that spinoff of Joey.
I totally forgot about that.
Well, it's exactly why. No one knows about it. I think they just did like one season. It was so bad.
Yeah.
I think I watched like one episode or something. I mean, you know, they took the character that's just like, if anything, he's like the most caricature. He's not like fully fleshed out.
You
he's
need
very
the other
kind of
ones around
one
him.
You know, like you could have taken Ross and Rachel to Paris on a spinoff or something, right? Like where they were going, or, you know, Joey in California. I don't know.
Yeah.
So sitcom-y and cheesy. It just didn't work.
Yeah. You also, again, Joey was great too, because you needed the other characters too.
That's true.
That's why he stuck out so much.
He almost needs Chandler to be like the straight man.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Like he needs that person.
I totally forgot. I honestly did not know that there was a Joey show.
Well, I think there's a reason you don't know about
it. Yeah, no, if it was successful. Yeah, right.
It was
I knew he had another show on HBO after that. I forget what it's called. And that show's actually had a decent run, but I forgot. I had no idea. So now again, well, this would be a successful one, but I guess what's another, I'm trying to think of another failed one.
Well, this is a way throwback. Did you ever watch Happy Days growing up?
Yeah, I watched Happy
Days. On Nick at Night?
Yeah,
Happy Days is a great show. Ron Howard when he was young, right?
Yep.
So apparently, and I have seen a handful of episodes, but not very much, Joni Loves Chachi was the spinoff of that. So two characters from Happy Days. They tried to do the spinoff, but
didn't work.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was very, it was not good.
Did Mork and Mindy spin off of Happy Days?
Oh.
With Robin Williams?
Wait, Mork and Mindy.
Mork was, he's like, Robin Williams like the alien dude. And I don't know if he debuted in Happy Days or like, I gotta double check that.
Yeah,
but
we have to look into that because I'm not sure the trajectory of that.
I mean, that's a successful one. That was not necessarily a spinoff flop.
Right,
because Mork and Mindy had a decent run. It wasn't like as big as Happy Days, obviously, but it did catapult. I think that show did catapult. I'm not sure if it was Happy Days or if it was another show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's, I mean,
yeah. Well, and Joni another example Chachi of a spinoff that did really well back in the day in like the 2000s was Frasier, and that was a spinoff of Cheers.
Yeah,
that was actually really successful. I think Frasier ended up recording more episodes than Cheers had.
Probably, I believe that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, he played that character for almost like 2 decades. That's so wild.
Funny. I mean, yeah, Cheers had. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, Cheers has a. It's probably an expensive cast because all those people took off after Cheers. A lot of they had a pretty good cast there. That makes sense.
Yeah. Ted Danson always jokes. He's like, yeah, the only characters I get cast as is like Sam Malone in space, Sam Malone at this other bar, Sam. You know, like he's so always funny. The Sam Malone of anything. It's funny.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that happens though. When you get too successful, I guess you get stuck in that.
Yeah, some people get typecast.
But that's, you know what? I'll give props to Bryan Cranston. I mean, the only, honestly, before Breaking Bad, and I never watched Malcolm in the Middle, but most people only knew him as the dad, the goofy dad in Malcolm in the Middle.
Right, and actually a lot of the Breaking Bad actors were comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, obviously. Bryan
Cranston tried to be a comedian for a while.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
There are some other people, too, when I was reading about it.
Yeah, because a lot of them are on Seinfeld. There's a lot of characters on Breaking Bad are actually on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I think, what's her name? Skylar. I forget the actress's name. But, yeah, she was like a girlfriend of Jerry's. And for all I know, she probably did comedy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But, I mean, yeah. And yeah, that's another thing I remember Bryan Cranston from is being the dentist on Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, before... So, like, those two things I knew him from, but I don't know... And, of course, like, I'm sure... Of course, like, you know, he has an insane acting pedigree, and I'm sure he was trained, so he's probably dying. He was probably dying for a role like this, because he's so, you know...
Now he
doesn't worry about that anymore. Now he's going to get all those roles.
You're playing a sitcom dad? Like, from Malcolm in the Middle?
You get stuck in that.
I mean, good for him to make that jump.
To go
because
to,
that is not an easy thing to do.
Which is also a gamble too. Which is also a gamble too for someone casting in that role. Because then it's like, it didn't take him that long to become a villain, right? It, pretty much in one season, he was already making meth in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's also tough because like
his villainous side really didn't come in. Do you remember that episode where he's like, say my name, and they're like out in the desert?
Yeah.
That's the turn. Switch.
Yeah. When he becomes criminal.
You know.
Yeah.
He's Heisenberg.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So it's interesting, and you know, again, it's impressive, and again, that's, you know, but that's a show. But
few actors can be as versatile as all that and play a sitcom dad and also play a meth.
Well, it's cool. Yeah. I mean, the story arc is cool. It's obviously, you know, science teacher that gets into meth, which is crazy. It's crazy to think about, but yeah.
So good. Well, I think we're just not going to agree on
not. But we do agree that they're both good shows.
I do. Yeah. I am not bashing Better Call Saul.
And I would never bash Breaking Bad
because you can't. You just can't dispute that. You can say whatever you want about the two comparison, but you can't even compete that.
No.
Yeah. Well, so. I think it's time to loop in some trivia here about our topics.
And
today.
We're gonna bring back We've done a couple of them, and we think it's going to be a favorite for our audience. Is our book report trivia stipulation.
Yep. So, in case you're new to our show, here's a quick recap. We're going to have a trivia question, and if we lose the trivia round, the winner chooses a film or TV show of their choice. And then the loser has to write a one-page book report in crayon about what they saw.
Yep. So we've had some great success with that in terms of punishing each other.
Star Wars good at for it. Me, and then you had Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh, it still gives me chills thinking about it.
He's still losing sleep over it.
Terrible. Well, it's terrible.
I have a pretty good one for you today, so I'm selfishly really hoping that I win.
I hope I'm going to win too, because I would love to punish you with this. And here's another stipulation too, because we've had this issue. If there's a tie in any way, we both get punished.
Oh, that's new.
So, like, because one of us has to win. It has to be a clean win. Like, if we both stump each other, we both have to do it. if we both get it right, we both get the answer right,
we have to do it.
Right,
we need a tiebreaker, so that is the tiebreaker. The tiebreaker is
we both get punished. Someone's got to...
Wow.
You know, well...
All right, let's do it. I'm
this
in.
This is it. All right, so we agreed ahead of time that this style would be 50-50?
Yep. Okay. So either or type of question. Multiple choice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, of course, going into this, we each had our sides. Like, I'm obviously team Better Call Saul, your team Breaking Bad.
Yep.
So... what we did so the audience knows, my trivia question will be focused on Breaking Bad, and your trivia question will be focused on Better Call Saul.
Yep, to try to.
So who wants to go first?
I'll go.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So I had some fun with this, and it was hard to pick because there was a lot of like fun, interesting facts here. Okay. So, how did the idea for Better Call Saul begin from the producer's perspective? Was it because it was a joke in the writer's room? You know, so the idea for the show started as a joke in the writer's room. Or was it B, because Bryan Cranston told the producers that he was not returning?
Wait a second.
So those are the two.
What's the okay? Say that again preface the question with what?
Okay. So how did the idea
of Better Call Saul
begin from the executive producers?
The character.
No, the idea to do the series.
The idea to do the series. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
To greenlight the series, right?
Okay.
So did it start as a joke in the writer's room, or was it because Bryan Cranston said that he was not returning after that last season?
I'm going to go with Bryan Cranston not returning.
Sorry, boo.
Holy shit, yeah. Really?
So the story goes that as, you know, you have to do a lot of editing as you're writing, right? So they would write certain lines that be for Saul, and they were really good, but they just didn't fit. So they'd be like, oh, we'll save that for when we do the Saul spinoff. And so then it started becoming this joke. They started... really having all these ideas to be like, oh, save it for the Better Call Saul spinoff. So then it really kind of, you know, they were joking about it,
but then it's content.
Yeah, it snowballed from there, thinking that they really had more meat to this story. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the deal was with Bryan Cranston, whether like he said he wasn't coming back, or did
see,
the
that
producers
made sense,
choose?
Though. So then they obviously end the series, and
right.
then
they
make Better
they
Call Saul.
They decide ahead of time that, like, okay, he's not returning. Ugh. Our lead actor's not coming back, so we can either do it without him, which a lot of times doesn't work that well, or...
No, you end the series.
Yeah.
When your lead goes, the show goes.
They did the good thing. They did the right thing, because ending on top. Like,
yeah, you don't want to string it out too long.
I love The Office, but the seasons after Michael Scott left is just like a little bit...
They stretched it out
painful.
A little too much.
Like they should have ended on top. Not to say that the other characters weren't good, but he was like the glue.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn.
Yeah, I got you.
You got me. All right. All right, that's good.
Well, I'm going to keep what you're going to have to watch until I do mine, and then I'll reveal it after,
okay.
right?
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Damn. All right, I'm up against it now.
Ooh.
Okay, so which of these lesser networks, I mean, I'm calling them lesser. They're very strong, successful networks, right?
Okay.
But I'm just comparing it against like other major networks. Which of these networks passed on Breaking Bad?
Ooh.
So your two options. One is Showtime, and the other one is FX. And FX, obviously, it's famous for, you know, the...
Shit.
Showtime or FX?
That's a good one.
Both networks obviously are successful. I'm calling them lesser, but they're not, you know, I'm comparing them to like HBO or you know, other major networks.
That's a hard one. Okay. I'm going to take a gamble. I think it could really go either direction with this question. Like I could see either one. So I think I'm going to go with FX.
Shit.
Yay!
You got a clean win.
I got a clean win. All right, you want to know what you're watching and reporting back on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pretty Woman with Julia Roberts.
Oh,
have you seen it?
I've seen like clips. I've never seen
that. It's a classic, Boo. You're so lucky. You get to watch it. Oh, this is great. I won.
You got a clean win, too.
I got That's a clean win.
Damn.
Nice.
And you totally poked a hole in my show that I preferred over Breaking Bad, just like an idea. Totally dismantled me today. You completely destroyed me.
The reason, my theory behind the FX versus Showtime is because it was on AMC, right?
Yeah.
That's where it was on. So that's like a regular network. So Showtime is like a more like deluxe premium subscription kind of based thing.
Damn. It sucks because I should have. I couldn't include it because I had to include one or the other. I was afraid to include HBO. But an interesting fact about HBO is HBO turned down having Breaking Bad.
Oh, bad choice, HBO.
Now HBO, of course, has like an insane run of putting out
They have awesome a great shows. Roster. Yeah.
If they did Breaking Bad, it would have been, I'm sure it would have been amazing too. But that's interesting to know, though, that HBO turned down Breaking Bad.
I'd be so curious, like, why they turned it down.
I don't know, maybe they did, because they had The Wire, and that was about drugs in Baltimore. Maybe they were like, different.
Yeah, that's true. If it's too similar to other content on
the
platform.
But that was a long time ago. I mean, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know. But yeah, so HBO turned down Breaking Bad. FX turned it down. Showtime I'm sure they pitched Showtime, but maybe like the big ones that turned down Breaking Bad.
Right. Well, that was Showtime was thrown in there to throw me off the scent.
I threw in Showtime to throw you off the scent.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I think if I put in HBO versus another one, you probably would have picked HBO. So I didn't want to gamble on putting HBO in there because you probably would have got it right if I had said HBO. Turned it down. So a couple other funny, interesting stuff. I feel like I may have told you, I think I've told you one of these before, but for Breaking Bad, the famous scene where Walter White is upset with Skyler and throws a pizza on the roof.
Yes.
Right? So apparently that house, that's actually right. Someone's house. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. If you're a Breaking Bad fan, you probably have already done this, but you can look online at all these cult things that still happen.
Oh my God.
With Breaking Bad. One of the things that still happens is people will go to that house, they'll buy a pizza, and they'll toss it on the roof of this person's house.
Oh, my God. I think I had heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so here's another crazy one. It's crazy. It's a cult thing. It's crazy. It's interesting. It's also very sad. But law enforcement officials have discovered that there's traces of blue meth. They have seized blue crystallized meth
because of the show,
apparently they had never seen blue meth or blue, you know, obviously like meth is crystallized, but apparently there's been, after Breaking Bad, there's been cases of them seizing meth that's blue.
Wow, that's crazy.
So it's kind of that was an interesting
whole other thing. Yeah, and I have another fun fact that was going to be my backup trivia question, but I found that other one, which I found more interesting. So Bob Odenkirk was mocking his first agent when he read for for Saul.
Mocking him?
Like doing an impersonation of him. Not mocking him, but doing an impersonation.
Okay.
Like a very caricature-y kind of thing. But funnily enough, that's also the same character that inspired the agent in Entourage.
Oh, really?
From Jeremy Piven. It's this guy, Ari Emanuel. I guess he's a very, like, superstar kind of agent. That was Odenkirk's first agent. So it's funny that, like, that same guy inspired two kind of iconic characters in television.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Oh, yeah. I believe it. Yeah, because there's, you know, interesting personalities. You're interacting with different people. So, and you got to be a good salesman to be an agent, obviously.
Oh, my God.
You're talking to producers, talking to directors, right? It's a tough job. And you got to be sharp and you got to be quick-witted. You have to be, you know, persuasive, suggestive. That's why I love Odenkirk, because it's just, I mean, you know, obviously he's both great in both shows, but yeah, so, yeah. All right,
Well, Boo, Until next time.
Breaking Bad has won this episode of Kronk and the Bro for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to go home with the W, and you get to watch Pretty Woman.
Shit.
Yes. Oh, you're going to love it.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna love it. I can guarantee you that
you're
I will not.
You're not going to love it as much as you love lacrosse, but it might be like a close second.
It's going to be a nightmare is what it's going to be. It's going to be awful.
I don't think this is as bad as Bridget Jones's Diary, but it's still like.
Yeah, I mean, Bridget Jones's Diary was rough. That was a rough day for me.
I'd say.
Pretty Woman. I've seen clips, but yeah, it's. All right. Hopefully it's not as bad as Bridget Jones's Diary because.
I trashed that. Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
Could be rough. All right.
For you, boo.
Next episode starts. Oh, I won't. But you know, you got your win, so you deserve your win. Breaking Bad deserves the W. I know mm-hmm. that I still prefer Better Call Saul. I know it's crazy to say, but
that is crazy.
But you know.
But my show is on top, and now
Breaking Bad. I'm number one too. Breaking Bad has won this episode. Breaking Bad gets a round of applause. I mean, they're both phenomenal shows anyway. So
yes, and now you will go home and watch something totally different than Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul.
Now I get to watch something completely awful compared to Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
A prostitute's coming of age story.
It's gonna be magical.
it's a magical tale.
So, all right, everyone. I got to end this. Yep. I just got beat today. I just got beat up today.
Yeah.
It's just not a good episode for me.
Well, tune back in next time for Pat's book report.
All right. So, yeah, enjoy that. Thank you for listening. Thanks for watching.
See you next time.
Take care.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.